Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Rick Haro is in Maine. He's our sports business and legal insider on CBS Sports Radio. How you doing, Rick?
What if people hate you but want to make money anyway? Should they listen?
So I get, people listen anyway. People listen, even if they hate me, they listen. It's just that I get all these people, you get a game. I could get 13 out of 15 baseball games right. The two I get wrong, I only get about 5 death threats.
That's the price of being a celebrity. So I'm doing a damn reunion this week, but I'm going to miss Miami, Florida. What do you think? Miami by 3, upset.
Wow, I cannot believe that you would miss the Miami Canes game with the Gators to be in Maine. What are you, in Bar Harbor?
No. I'm in a place called Harrison, which is, you can kind of smell Bar Harbor from there. It's a 100th anniversary reunion of a bunch of my guys who are actually listening, and so this is a big deal. You're a hero to them, buddy.
So wait a minute. Is it like a Harvard thing? What are you guys, all partying or something?
No, we're partying. It's called Camp Chickawa. It's a Chickawa thing. So it's a bunch of guys who are successful in their own right, who were campers like 50 years ago. So we're playing softball and baseball, and we're trying to bring back our youth, which, as you know, is impossible.
So wait a minute. So all of you have become so ultra successful in life, like you,
right?
The lawyer, the Harvard, everything. Just absolutely on a different level than all of us. These are all your loser friends from when you were a kid, and then they all ended up entrepreneurs and filthy rich. Why didn't you invite me to this party? What is the problem? Did we lose Haro? In the midst of all of it, he's there now, ringing in. Jesus, I feel like, hello, is your mother there, please? He was there, and then he wasn't. We went from having a wonderful conversation to losing him in a matter of seconds, and then having nothing left to show. Completely screwed. So I guess we have him back now, or we're dialing him up. This is all happening. So just let me give you the update anyway on these preseason games that are going on. Anyway, we'll hold on that. Now, let me ask you. So I said all of your friends when you were a kid, and they all ended up successful entrepreneurs and filthy rich, and you didn't invite me to this party. What's wrong with you?
Well, I know, but you're in New York. So, they would love you, by the way. And frankly, this is basketball and softball and imbibing and intellectual challenges and, getting to talk about people badly, which you excel at.
I do.
You would frankly love this, but it's Friday and Saturday. So Saturday, wouldn't you rather watch Miami, Florida? Will you call me and let me know what happens?
Well, I definitely will, and I'll be watching for sure. And then I'm going to Vegas this weekend. I'm there all next week doing the show live for the opening of college football season. And also, there's a lot happening with all this stuff. You're doing adventurous things in Maine. Carver High went golfing today. How did that go, Carver High?
That's not possible. Hey, how'd you do? I went golfing today, too, but I've at least played before. I'm not sure. He's getting,
He's played before. He just hasn't played often. You play every day. He'd never play. So you haven't played once the whole summer. How did it go?
It went all right. Not bad. Played a great private course on Long Island. It was good.
So did you have any? Did you have any?
Stuck in the private course. Yeah.
Any pars or birdies?
Two pars.
Oh, two pars. Nice.
Not bad. No, that's okay. How many doubles?
Several.
Several.
Yeah, several. Too many to count. Did you do like Clinton and Trump, throw the ball out when people aren't watching?
That's exactly what we do. The caddy, Nikki, was very upset that I kept throwing the ball around.
No, he wasn't. If a caddy is worth his salt, he'll help you because he gets more tips.
Did you have caddies today at this?
The place we played at has caddies.
Oh, so you had caddies on the fancy course.
Yeah. Pharrell, you don't know what a caddy is, man.
I do. I smoked a lot of weed with them.
That's not his. Look, come on, man.
All right, Jay-Z. Jay-Z's in bed with the NFL now, but this is about entertainment. It's not about ownership, is what I've been told.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I've been doing a lot of stuff all week with media, and everybody's saying, he's a sellout and all that stuff. The NFL is hiring his company, Roc Nation, to consult on entertainers for the season. It has nothing to do with social messages. And by the way, the NFL has spent $100 million on bail reform and all of the kinds of things that a lot of the players a few years ago wanted to do anyway. So, you know, Kenny Stills and others who are still kind of in the age of complaining, well, let me tell you, catch a pass, do the right thing, and you can also, you know, protest social issues. Steve Ross is one of the more entrepreneurial and sensitive guys you ever met. Just, you know, suck it up and play ball. How about that?
Joe Tsai has bought the Nets and the Barclays Center, and he also gets the Nassau Coliseum, and he spent about $3.5 billion. Oh, he didn't get the Nassau Coliseum as well?
No, what he got is a management deal to work with the Prokhorov guys to kind of co-manage those two property developments. But the most important issue is that the basis for the Nets is $2.35 billion, which means it's a lot of money. And when Steve Ballmer had all the money in the world and paid $2 billion for the Clippers, everybody loved it because it raises the value. This guy has even more all money in the world. He's a Taiwanese-Canadian businessman, co-founder, executive vice chairman of Alibaba, has a National Lacrosse League team in San Diego, and he says, I want to take over the Nets. If Kevin Durant doesn't play this year, it doesn't really matter. It becomes a big deal on the New York sports scene.
So you're telling me Joe Tsai owns a team in San Diego as well?
He owns a National Lacrosse team, a team in San Diego. He played lacrosse at Yale, has a big interest in sports. And frankly, if you're going to spend that amount of money on a deal, you might as well do it in a league like the NBA where you increase the value 35% right, just by buying the franchise.
CBS and Viacom announced a deal for a delayed merger. Weren't they in bed before? I mean, at some point in life?
Yeah, in bed, got out of bed, in bed. That's the way these big deals are done. You know, Viacom Properties, MTV, Nickelodeon, Comedy Central, Paramount, all of those deals get thrown into this thing, and they're going to be spending $13 billion on content during the past and the future 12 months on programming. So, you know, Time Warner's doing it, obviously. The CBS deal, ESPN has done it with Disney. So if you want to have a big media company, Fox and Sinclair, for example, you got to suck it up and create a big company larger than life. Then hire some first-class talent like you. How about that?
Golf, a lot of it. LPGA, they're going to have a new tournament in Boca Raton at the Boca Rio Golf Club. That sounds nice.
You're invited. January 15th through 19th, Lake Buena Vista kicks off the season. Then January 2026, Pro Bowl week, Boca Rio. Everybody's coming down from the Pro Bowl, the NFL, going to the Super Bowl. Gamebridge CEO Dan Towers, a really good friend, has brought the tournament in, and the LPGA, Gamebridge, Boca Rio, all really excited about this event. $2 million purse, 72 holes of stroke play. Everybody's excited about this deal. And the LPGA is relevant when they tie into something big, and this is going to be that.
Tiger Woods got a golf course project going in Chicago.
Yeah, well, you know what? After last week, you have a lot of time, right? Because he's not playing in Atlanta. He's designing the course in Jackson Park. It's going to be a big deal. Barack Obama may have his presidential library in the same place. This is going to be a big deal for Chicago golf, and Tiger getting involved in a high-visibility, high-profile design project where he's not making a lot of money on it, but he's giving back. Good for him.
BMW is going to keep sponsoring the FedEx Cup playoff tour as well in golf.
$15, $18 million a year, extending the deal through 2022. The Winter Olympics in Beijing, they're doing the bobsled skeleton, USA Swimming through 2020. So BMW makes a big commitment to deals in the United States. You know, they don't have an arena that they've named after them here. Mercedes-Benz has a big one in Atlanta. This is a big deal to get to Atlanta. And BMW spending a lot of sports marketing money. You know what that means. It's good for the teams, good for the leagues, good for the golfers, good for everybody.
And NFL's deal with Sports Radar. Tell me about that.
Yeah, league data, content, gambling, big speed. They're also doing integrity workshops to make sure that the gambling stuff that happens is being policed correctly. So now that data has become official on all of the sports, they have a big deal now to make sure that it's safe and they're not raising suspicions about the outcome.
How about the Coliseum in Los Angeles, the renovation, $315 million. The place is looking, I see here, ravishing.
Well, yeah. So the LA Times is talking about how big a deal it is, $315 million. United Airlines committing the name to it, the Rams playing there for one more year, USC continuing with it, the Olympics, the World Cup. And by the way, the Rams here for a year before they go to the new stadium in Hollywood Park. Same thing with the Chargers in their small facility in Carson before they go to the big stadium. You have two new kind of like new stadiums, one $5 billion near Inglewood, one this one, the Coliseum. And you have some really exciting deals in L.A. as you get ready for the World Cup and the Olympics.
Nike launches the first shoe subscription service 2 years in the making. What's that about?
Yeah, Nike Adventure Club, $50 to $60 a pair. They recycle through its grind program. They're pitching their program as a way to make kids' shoes sustainable. Club members receive the shoes on a monthly, bi-monthly, or quarterly basis. They give back. They give to the environment. They buy the shoes, and it's a way to get kids involved with Nike earlier and earlier. It's a win for everybody.
So what are they doing, a big renovation on the Superdome as well?
Yeah, so everybody's doing stuff for stadiums. Superdome, by the way, $350 million in bonds. That first $250 million was to keep the Saints from going to San Antonio after Katrina. The second money was basically $336 million. To get the Super Bowl in 2013, new upgrades, NFL benchmarks. Now, by 2025, the end of the Saints' current lease, the Superdome projected to have a total fiscal impact of nearly $20 billion. You know that's a place where everybody wants to go to the Super Bowl because people, you know, go to hotels on Bourbon Street, slither to the game, slither back, and it raises a lot of money because everybody loves Super Bowls at the Superdome. You're going to have a number of them once this deal gets done.
Top tech, how about baseball and FanDuel cut a deal?
Well, it was inevitable, by the way. Multi-year deal. The sports betting company has similar arrangements with the Devils, with MLB, with the NBA, with the Nets. The NFL is currently the only major U.S. professional league not to have named an official sports betting partner, but they'll get around to it quickly.
Jim Cramer's doing a lot, a new deal, and he's doing some fantasy football TV.
Yeah, so the Mad Money guy is a three-year deal winner with helping to launch the NFL's fantasy subscription service. The news service Cramer's, The Street, $16.8 million, a platform, the purchase of Authentic Brands, Sports Illustrated from Meredith for $110 million. So, the company was founded in July 26 and attracted over 100 brands, now provide world-class exclusive content for NFL fantasy lovers. Jim Cramer involved in it.
How about 30 seconds, respectfully, Harden was down in the Bahamas partying and vacationing, and he saw a mother fishing for food and gave her 10 large.
10 large, 30 seconds, respectively. The guy can shoot. He can guard. Let's hope he passes to Westbrook. And if he sees somebody fishing off the Bahamian coast, he gives him $10,000. So I'm heading down there right after this reunion to go fish on the coast and see if Harden spots me and gives me $10,000.
All right, Rick, don't drink too much tequila at your rendezvous with all your friends in Maine near Bar Harbor.
All right, man. I'll talk to you next week.
Eat Bye. Lobster.
Yes, sir.
There you Bye. Go. Rick Haro, ladies and gentlemen, this evening in Maine near Bar Harbor eating lobster and drinking shots of tequila.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.